Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
4-1 the final. Vegas defeating Buffalo. The Sabres back to the 500 mark. They are now 3-3 in the season. 1-1 on this five-game West Coast trip. 12:49 here at the time in our Amherst studios. We welcome you into the Paul William Belts postgame show. I'm Brian Colziel along with Paul Hamilton, TJ Luckman, our network producer. Appreciate you staying up late with us here tonight. The game effort for the Sabres got better as it went on, but the first period kind of put them in a hole, and well, with only one goal scored at the end of the night, not really enough in terms of offensive production to sit here and say that they deserved anything other than to lose this game here in the end. Shots in the third period were 11-6 Buffalo, so they did come at Vegas with some of their best stuff there, but little too little too late. The final shot totals are 29-27 Vegas in the 4-1 Golden Knights win. Sabres will next play on Thursday night in San Jose. That's against the Sharks. That is a 10:30 Eastern Standard Time start. All right, Paul Hamilton here, as we said. Well, Paul, as you know, we talked about after the second, it was better than the first, and for the third, there were still some opportunities along the way. But you know, as I feel like a blanket statement on this game, Vegas deserved to win this in the end.
Well, Buffalo got 22 shots in the final two periods, which is good.
Yeah,
I thought they played a pretty good 40 minutes, although there were still some dumb plays that were made in the third period or the second period. But they got some power play opportunities. Vegas started a parade to the penalty box. But in this league, it's very rare you can win when you only play 40 minutes. And the first 20, they were horrendously bad. I mean, that was as bad as they possibly could play. And let's say Vegas probably played as well as they possibly could.
Yeah.
The combination was awful. But in the end, if you're a Sabre fan, you're thinking, we're only down 1-0. And we played that bad. And Vegas played that good. We got a break on an offside. It's not a break. They were offside.
Right.
And you're only 1-0. But then in the second period, before you get your feet going and your legs going, your smartest player turns the puck over on the power play and you give up a short-handed goal, which, by the way, your goaltender should have made a save on. And now you're down 2-0 before, and then you kick it in. Then you start going and playing well after that, because that goal came at the 2:08 mark. But after that, I thought Buffalo played pretty well in the second period, and I thought played pretty well in the third period and forced Fleury into the game. Fleury certainly wasn't in the game in the first period. He didn't have to do anything.
Marchessault and Carlson end up with nice nights. Marchessault, 2 goals. Carlson, 3 points, a goal and 2 assists. And those two players, Paul, were a big part of Vegas' run of the Stanley Cup final last year, and they're obviously showing good chemistry here early in the season.
Well, when Buffalo made a mistake, it was against that line. Now, that line, with its speed and its skill, can force you into errors. But, you know, look at the goal, the power play goal that Marchessault scores. You've got Berglund standing there watching and totally unaware of what's going on around him. The Carlson goal, the last goal in the empty net, Casey Mittelstadt gets pushed off the puck. And I'm not, it wasn't lack of effort. It wasn't lack of hustle or anything on Mittelstadt's part. He's 19 years old and got pushed off the puck. He's not strong enough yet.
Yeah.
That's, you know, as he grows and gets used to the league, those are the types of things that are going to happen. He just got pushed off because he's not strong enough, and that goal winds up going into the nets. And so, I mean, it just seemed like there was a big error on every goal by somebody.
Yep. 4-1 the final. Let's get the highlights in from period number 3. We'll pick it up there with Vegas in front by a 2-0 score. We go to the halfway mark of the period, and at 10:40, pass from the wall from Smith, and Carlson deflects it home to put Vegas up 3-0.
Despite all of that, the Sabres are a goal away from putting a scare into these Knights. Not now. That's tipped in right in front of the net. Carlson gets a stick on it. That's 3-0.
Yeah, you heard Dan there allude to it, and Paul just mentioned it too. In the third period, the Sabres putting on some good pressure, thinking maybe, Paul, you cut it, you got one bounce and it's 2-1, and it's a game with half the period to go there, but that kind of sealed things there, put them up by three.
Great positioning by Carlson on Dahlin. Dahlin didn't have half-bad coverage, but the way Carlson positioned himself, Dahlin couldn't get to his stick. Really wasn't anything Dahlin did wrong. He just couldn't get there, and Carlson's stick was available for a tip. I'm not going to jump on. Dahlin had a rough night, but that's not part of his rough night.
So Carlson there, and it wasn't the game winner, but it felt like the icing on the cake. So we'll say that goal from Carlson, the nice positioning. It's our big moment of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. We go to the final minute. Here's the Buffalo goal that finally goes in from Vladimir Sobotka.
Sabres trying to not be the team that he gets 50. Opposal with a shot. Rebound! They drive it up. They score! Sobotka with the goal. Now, will there be goaltender interference on this? We'll have to wait and see. But as of now, the Sabres are on the board trailing 3-1.
In the final minute at 19:23, Sobotka getting his first. Oposo and McCabe. Paul Vegas did challenge, but most of the contact occurred after the puck was essentially in the net.
And I hate the challenge because of that. Of course Vegas challenged. Why not? You have nothing to lose, but we're wasting time because that was obviously a goal. By the time Sobotka made contact with Fleury, the puck was under him and by him and was about 2 inches from going into the net, and then contact was made. Very obviously not a goaltender interference, but Gallant had nothing to lose by doing it, and I hate the challenge for one of those reasons. It's a waste of time challenge. That should be a penalty if you challenge in those situations.
Offsides, if you're wrong, it's a delay penalty, right?
That should be a delay penalty, too.
Right. Why can't they have the same rule for goaltender interference?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, CNHL is my only answer.
That's true. So Sobotka gets the Buffalo goal, and then Jonathan Marchessault his fourth on the empty net to make it a 4-1 final. Our highlights are delivered by Speed Global Services. Around the corner or around the world, Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. Final shot totals again, 29-27 Vegas. The Sabres power play, 0 of 6, Paul, tonight. And they had some different combinations throughout, too. It wasn't the one that has been successful. Sherry has scored quite a bit on the power play. He wasn't necessarily on with the top unit. Dahlin got some time there at the top.
Dahlin was on when the goaltender was pulled.
That's right. That was the extra.
And then Skinner, I think, was on for one with Eichel, and then they switched it back, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so some different looks there, but unsuccessful throughout the entire night. In the Nets, it's Marc-Andre Fleury getting the win. 27 shots, 26 saves. Carter Hutton the loss. 28 shots, 25 saves. Who's your starting goaltender for Thursday, Paul, if it's your decision?
Hutton, and then I probably go with Allmark Saturday and Hutton Sunday.
Hutton Sunday, okay. Three stars, all from Vegas. Carlson, star number 3. We mentioned his good night. Fleury, star number 2. And Eakin, star number 1. I noticed him the least out of many of these goal scores tonight. But
short any goal.
Plus, he gets the game winner, I guess.
Plus, he had a good game killing penalties. They killed a lot, and he was on their penalty kill. So I don't have a problem. I was just thinking to myself, for once I agree with the three stars, because in Buffalo I almost never agree.
I would have voted Carlson. I thought he was excellent, but I meant in terms of first, in the order. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter, whatever. They're all the same. All right, Paul, you win out. We'll give Eakin the high-impact player of the game honors tonight. You never get to vote on this, so I'll let you for this one. Brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. Well, our Sabres core group feature, we look, how did the core group perform tonight? We look at some of the Sabres pieces that are supposed to be a part of, well, they hope is a turnaround, so we'll start with some of the best players, Paul. Reinhardt, Eichel, Rasmus Ristolainen. I know Reinhardt's turnover, of course, was a big part of one of the goals.
It's not good because you went 0-for-6 on the power play and gave up a shorthanded goal. And those players have to produce for you on the power play, especially in a one-goal game and a two-goal game, which this was for a lot of the game. You score on the power play. Well, they did finally at the end, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a 6-on-4?
Yeah, 6-on-4.
So they were 1-for-6 on the power play.
Hold on. It's
wasn't that last one a power play?
The score sheet says 0-for, but let's double check this here.
See if there were 6 Sabres on the ice to 4. Just see how many were on the ice for
the goalie was definitely pulled. It says even strength on the score sheet.
How many?
Is that right?
How many in the players? How many?
Miller's penalty was 17:20, which means it expires at 19:20, and the goal was 19:23.
So it had expired.
Yeah. It's So he was just coming on the ice. That's why.
So, I mean, we getting back to the core players, they did not produce in six power play opportunities and gave up a shorthanded goal. So I would say not a good night for the core players.
Exactly. The core group feature brought to you by Corrigan Moving. For your next move, count on the core group of friends at Corrigan. And our deck of the game time here, brought to you by Seneca Poker inside the Seneca Niagara Casino, the real deal for winners only. Nothing major tonight, but we'll give a shout-out to Zach Bogosian. He led the team with four hits. Paul, anything of note to add on Bogosian's first night?
I think that's important because that means he's feeling pretty good. You know, if he's got a nagging injury that's hurting, he's probably not going to be able to throw all those hits. And he had one right off the bat on the wall.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's
three of those four were in the first period.
Yeah, I think that's a good sign that maybe he's feeling pretty good.
All right, so a 4-1 win for Vegas. Buffalo's now 3-3. We go to San Jose, Paul. Let's get one final thought on looking at the Sharks game on Thursday.
A place where Buffalo has done well in the past. If I'm not mistaken, I got to look. I believe San Jose won in San Jose last year. But overall, Buffalo does a pretty good job in San Jose. And another opportunity to go up 2-1 on your road trip.
That's right. Paul, thanks for your work tonight. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, Paul Hamilton with me. TJ Luckman, our network producer. Kyle Powell on our social media. Pat Melicaro, our anchor. Want to thank our entire crew for being a part of it here tonight. My name is Brian Colziel. I thank you for listening here as we put a wrap on the Paul William Belts postgame here at 1 in the morning. Thanks for staying up late with us. Next time we will speak, Thursday night, Sabres in San Jose against the Sharks. Thanks for listening. Again, the final, Vegas 4. Buffalo 1, have a good rest of your night. We'll talk to you Thursday right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.